You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I invite the congregation now to turn to the gospel according to Luke chapter 17. Let us read verses 11 through
19.
Let us all read verse 17. Let us contemplate what Jesus said here.
请来, 耶稣说, 洁净了的不是十个人吗? 那九个人在哪里呢? 除了这外族人, 再没有别人回来, 归荣耀于上帝吗? 就对那人说, 起来, 走吧, 你的信救了你。 我想这一段圣经对我们每一位基督徒来说,
I'm sure everyone here is very familiar with our text for this morning. I have actually shared sermons on this topic. This is during Jesus' last journey back to Jerusalem, and he was going past the side or the edge of Samaria. He went into a village at that time. We can say that that village is deserted. And people dare not enter. The reason is because there are 10 lepers living in the village.
And the 旧约圣经告诉我们说,
based upon the Old Testament, leprosy is filthy or not kosher
in the Jews.
It is not healable either. The most troublesome issue is that leprosy is very contagious. It is the reason.
And 李卫基告诉我们说,
according to Leviticus,
这个长大麻风的人都如果看见有人要来接近他, 就对他说, 我是长大麻风的, 请不要接近我。
According to Leviticus, a leper, as he goes into a crowd or into a village, he has to call out, proclaim that he is a leper, don't get near me.
他要大声地喊着说,
and he has to shout out with a loud voice.
你这个人走进他的时候, 这个大门, 大马蜂的病情就这个传染到他的身上。
He is giving out a warning, sounding out the warning bell, saying, don't get close, I'm contagious.
在那个时候, 大马蜂是不容易接近的。
During the olden days, it was not easy to clean or to heal leprosy.
医学也告诉我们说, 大马蜂的病人也是不容易来接近的。
In fact, even modern medicine today have difficulty curing leprosy.
那么为什么耶稣基督要进到这个村庄里头去呢?
And why did Jesus purposely enter the village?
因为圣经告诉我们说, 耶稣实在是爱他们。
The Bible says that Jesus loved the people there.
使人忘记他们。
Although people have forgotten.
使人远离他们。
Although people stay away.
但是我们的主
Our Lord never forgot them. Our Lord never did not love them.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
他曾经是瘸腿的走路,
He made the cripple walk.
使瞎眼的看见,
He made the blind see.
使耳聋的那个听见,
He made the deaf hear.
他同时也能够使大长大麻风的能够洁净,
and He can cleanse the leper. Jesus entered the village. We could say that that is the village of the lepers. When Jesus was about to enter the village, There were 10 lepers there.
他们就远远地站着说，喊着说，我们是一个大麻风的人，不洁净的人。
And they would stand from far away and say in a loud voice, "Do not get close. We are lepers."
他们看见耶稣。
They saw Jesus.
我们不知道为什么他们会知道耶稣能够使大麻风那个洁净。
And we do not know how these lepers would know that Jesus can cleanse leprosy.
也许有人告诉他们，曾经告诉他们说，耶稣也曾经洁净过大麻风。
Perhaps they heard from people that Jesus can cure leprosy.
所以当他们大声在那里喊着说。
So when they were shouting out in a loud voice,
他的父子啊，可怜我们吧。
And they said, Rabbi, have pity on us.
那圣经没有说来洁净我们嘛。
They did not say cleanse us.
他说可怜我们吧。
They say pity us.
那么耶稣基督看见他们。
Jesus saw them.
就对他们说。
Spoke to them.
你们去把身体给祭司查看。
He says, go and have yourselves examined by the priests.
但是耶稣没有说，你们去查看以后，就洁净了。这个没有叫洁净的这件事情。
Jesus did not say that as you go, you will be cleansed.
那问题就是说，耶稣说，你们把身体，这个给这个祭司去查看。换句话说，一个洁净的人才把这个把才回到。祭司那里。
Jesus commanded the lepers to go be examined by the priest.He did not say, you're cured.
这十个人他们对耶稣的话是非常的相信。
The 10 lepers believed what Jesus said.
他们相信耶稣基督要他们回到那个祭司那里叫祭司来查看他们大麻风是不是洁净了。他们心里是一定相信耶稣的话是蛮有能力的。
They believed in the power of the words of Jesus Christ and walked to the synagogue to be examined by the priest.
他们也相信到他们回去的时候去见祭司的时候他们身体已经好了。
They believe that they will be cured when they go to the synagogue.
啊，我现在请问各位。
So let me ask you all.
这九个人去，这十个人去了没有？
Did the 10 people go?
大家说回去了没有？
Did they all go?
大声讲。
Reply.
去了。
Yes, they did.
洁净了没有？
Were they cleansed?
洁净了没有？
Were they cleansed?
啊。我也不晓得这个九个有没有洁净啊。
It does not say here that all the 9 were cleansed.
我不知道。
It doesn't say this.
我没看见嘛。
I didn't say this.
圣经没说啊。
It doesn't say.
但是有一个人。
But one of them.
圣经说他看见他自己洁净了。
He noticed that he was cleansed.
所以他就回去感谢耶稣。
He went back, turned back.And spoke to Jesus and thanked him.
但我相信那个九个人也洁净了。
I believe the other 9 were cleansed as well.
对不对呢？
Isn't it true?
哎，你们相信不相信这个？啊，相信耶稣说你们把身体去给祭司看一看，你们就看看。耶稣没说洁净了哦。
Jesus did not say you're cleansed.
哎，他们就去了。
He commanded them to go to the priest.
一个好了，我想九个也好了。
I'm sure that all of them were healed.
但奇怪的是这一件事情。
But what is amazing is something like this.
回来感恩的有几位？
How many came back to thank Jesus?
大家说来，大家说来，刷刷刷刷来说来。
How many came back to thank?
有几位？啊，有一位。
Only one.
到哪里去了？
Only one came back. What about the rest of the 9?
很简单，回家去了嘛。
Very simply, they all went back home.
弟兄姐妹们，你想嘛，当主耶稣基督讲这句话说
，When Jesus said to them,
我敢相信耶稣基督非常非常惊讶。
I'm sure Jesus was amazed.
也是非常的感叹。
He also felt kind of awkward.
非常的失望。
He was disappointed.
他讲了这句话说。
What did he say?
他的耶稣说，洁净了不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里？
In verse 17, it says, "Were not all 10 cleansed?
十个人。
Where are the other 9?
这十个人同样的被主耶稣基督说洁净了。
All 10 were healed of their leprosy.
所以医治了。
They were healed.
但是回来感谢的只有。
But only one came back to thank Jesus.
耶稣说，除了这那个外出的人以外，那九个人在哪里呢？
Jesus said, other than this Samaritan, Where are the other nine?
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and
sisters, 今天早晨愿圣灵借着他自己的话语来光照我们
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
到底我是这一个人呢我还是那九个人呢
Am I that Samaritan that came back to see Jesus or am I like the nine?
都接近了
Because all ten were healed.
但是只有一个人回来那九个人就回家去了
All of the ten, one came back to thank Jesus, the rest disappeared.
我刚才和弟兄姐妹说
I mentioned a while ago,
耶稣基督看见只有一个人回来的时候他是感觉到非常的失望。
When Jesus saw only one person came back to thank him, he was disappointed.
他非常的惊讶。
He was surprised.
他非常的这个好像担忧的样子。
He was disappointed.
被接近的被医治的蒙恩典的有十个人
there,
但是回来感恩的人只有一个
There were ten who were healed, who were blessed, only one came back.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们你我是这九个蒙恩的人呢我们还是一个感恩的人
Are you part of the nine or are you similar to the one?
在中国大陆有一件事情。
In mainland China, something happened.
我看了非常非常的受感动。
I was touched by the story.
就讲到有一个15岁的一个年轻人，他姓廖。
It talks about a 15-year-old boy with the last name Liao.
这件事情发生在湖北。
Incident happened in the province of Hubei.
那么在那个地方这个年轻人那一天他来到一个小的一个市
This 15-year-old boy one day came to a little village in Hubei
他要代替他的父亲去工作去
He was there to substitute for his father
很可能他的父亲已经过世
Perhaps his father has died
或者年纪很老了
Or perhaps he was old and disabled
所以他要代替他的父亲到这个工厂里面去做工去
The 15-year-old boy came to the village to work as a substitute for the father He was 15 years old
他姓廖
He's got the last name of
当他去的时候已经到了这个走了很长的路也是这个已经天已经晚了
He had a long trek and by the time he arrived at the village it was already late at night
举目无亲啊
He was a stranger in the village
他也不晓得到哪里去
He did not know where to go
他也不晓得到哪里去住去
He did not even know where to stay
但是幸亏他碰到一个老人家。
It was a good thing that he met an elderly man.
这个老人家姓董，叫董家记，好像我们在库库里也有一个人，也叫董家记。
This old man has the last name of 董。
哎，那么这个老人家一看见这个年轻人。
So Mr. 董 saw this young man.
素不相识的。
They don't know each other.
不认识的。
They don't know each other.
但是看见这个年轻人就在那好像发抖的样子。
But he saw this young man trembling.
他知道这个孩子从很远的地方来要到这个化工厂里面代替他的父亲在那做工
Mr. Dong knows that this 15-year-old boy has traveled a long ways to work at a factory
他就为了这个孩子煮了一碗面
So this Mr. Dong then prepared a bowl of noodles
一碗普通的面
It is just some plain noodles in a soup
那正是这个年轻人是肚子已经饿得不能再饿了
The young man was hungry
所以他就把这碗面就吃了
This young man ate the bowl of soup
吃了以后他就讲了这句话
He said something
他说我从来没有吃到这样好的一碗饭 一碗面
He said I've never tastedNoodles this delicious.
其实这碗面是非常普通的一碗面。
It's an ordinary bowl of soup.
不过就是这位姓董的老先生，姓董的这个老先生很有爱心，为他煮了这碗面。
Mr. Dong, with a loving kindness, prepared that soup for the famished young man.
我刚才所讲的那个年轻姓廖。
The young man's last name is Liao.
你可以这个，你可以到一个YouTube 也可以去找得到。
You can Google him in the computer.
那么这件事情就过了很久。
After a long while,
对于这个姓廖的这个年轻人来说，这是念念不忘了。
To the 15-year-old boy, this thing will never be forgotten.
中国有句话说
，There's a Chinese saying.
这是这个滴水之恩呐、啊。
A small little kindness.
我们应该有全然相报了，对不对呢？
You will get repaid in a great way.
一点点的恩典。
With a small kindness.
我们要全然相报啊。
You will receive a great return.
但是这个年轻人就是这样的感受。
So this was how this young man felt.
哎呀，他永远不忘记这碗面。
He could never forget the bowl of noodle soup.
然年纪大了。
When he got older.
时光过去了。
After time passed.
这个心懂得。没有结过婚。
Mr. Dong was a single man.
那个时候已经退休了。
He was retired.
到时候差不多到了，现在已经81岁了。
Now he was
现在已经83岁了。
Now he was 83 years old.
当他退休的时候。
When he retired,
这个姓廖的就把他接到他家里来。
Mr. Liao then brought Mr. Dong to Liao's house.
就在他的这个大楼。好像有另外一间房间，就让这个姓廖、姓那个懂得去住去。
So the Liao family was able to allocate one bedroom for Mr. Dong to stay.
这个姓廖的也结了婚。
This Mr. Liao has gotten married.
所以他们夫妻两个是每一天三顿饭是总是按照时间就送到老人家面前。
The husband and wife together would feed him. Three square meals a day.
老人家就感觉到这个大概就是短时间的来帮助他。
The old man thought that this is a short-term arrangement only.
他就感觉到他要离开这个地方。
He figured he's going to leave there soon.
但是这个姓廖的对姓的老人家说：“你不要离开。”
But the young man said to Mr. Dong,
他和他的太太甚至于签了一个协议。
In fact, Mrs. Liao even signed something.
我们要终身的养你的老。
We will care for you in your old age for the rest of our lives.
养你的老，送你的终啊
！And we are going to take care of you until the day you die.
他根本这个信懂得这个老先生根本没有想到，就是这一碗面的。
Mr. Dong never figured that just one bowl of noodle soup.
今天这个姓廖的这对夫妇，40几岁的夫妇，他每一天三顿给他，而且晚上。他拿了一盆洗，这个廖先生拿了一盆洗脚水，就跟老先生洗脚，同时跟老先生按摩脚底啊。
The couple not only would feed him three square meals a day, every night they would take a bowl of or a basin of hot water and wash his feet and massage it.
就是这样一碗面啊。
It is all because of a bowl of noodle soup.
让这个姓廖的一生难忘的要报答那个老人家的恩典。
That Mr. Liao is grateful forever for the kindness.
我想到最之中就送他这位老人家。
And I'm sure that they served him through his retirement.
我受了很大的感动。
And I was touched.
我看了以后
，When I saw this,
我感觉到天下还有这样的一个人呢。
I find that there is such people.
一碗面
from one bowl of soup
加着多少呢？
What's the worth? What's the value?
然后在中这个一生的老人家在那里照顾他，帮助他，甚至于是他说看他送终。
They would care for this elderly man through his retirement, all the way through his death and funeral.
弟兄姐妹们，今天你我在神的面前领受了多少的恩典
？You and I, we received so much blessing and grace from God.
我们本来应该是的。
We should be
done. 我们是个罪人。
We should be condemned.
我们是往灭亡的道路而走的。
We are walking the way of death.
但是我们感感谢神的恩典，
上帝
爱我们。
That God loves us.
他差遣他的儿子，
He sent his only son,
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
That Jesus Christ came to
the world. 为你为我，
for you and for me.
被钉在十字架上，
He was crucified on the cross.
他代替了你的罪，
for your sins.
代替了你的罪，
for your sins.
舍身流血，
He shed his blood.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
因着我们信靠他的缘故，
because of you believing and trusting in him,
我们求耶稣基督赦免我们的缘故。
Because we ask for forgiveness of our sins.
他不仅是赦免我们的罪。
Not only did he forgive our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Not only did he wash away all our transgressions.
而且给我们新的生命。
He gave us new life.
让我们有圣灵住在我们里头。
So we'll have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
让我们每一个基督都知道。
Every believer knowing.
当我们离开世界以后。
That the day that you die.
我们可以进到永远的。神为我们预备的
That you will enter into that eternal kingdom that he's prepared.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督为我们白白的舍了他的生命。
He has given himself freely for you.
你我都领受了这位神的恩典。
We all have received this immense blessing.
我请问
，Let me ask.
有多少弟兄姐妹
？How many brothers and sisters？
包括我自己
，including myself。
在那里抱着主的恩典。
How many of us are have gratitude and are repaying for the blessing?
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
那医好那洁净的不是有九十个人吗
？Did not ten were cleansed?
只有一个人回来感恩了吗
？But only one came back.
有只有一个人来回到耶稣面前来感谢天父。
Only one came back to thank Jesus.
那九个人在哪里呢？
What about the rest of the nine?
所以我说,
so I say,
一个人报恩,
it, to be grateful,
九个人忘恩,
nine of them were ungrateful.
少数的人感恩,
there's a minority that's grateful.
多数的人忘恩,
the majority are ungrateful.
弟兄姐妹, 今天你是十个人呢? 九个人当中,
so are you part of that nine?
还是你是那一个人?
Or are you similar to that one?
但愿主圣灵来光照我。
May the Holy Spirit shine upon us.
圣灵也光照你们。
And may the Lord also shine upon you.
让我们在那里思想神在我们身上有多少的恩典。
Let us think about all the immense blessings we receive.
弟兄姐妹们，请你记得一件事情。
Remember one thing.
大卫在诗篇一百零三篇怎么说
？David said in Psalm 103.
他说：“我的心啊，你不可忘记上帝一切的恩典。”
Do not forget all the blessings of my Lord, O my soul.
今天我们坐在这里。
As we sit here today,
主给我们有健康的身体。
The Lord has blessed us with a good health.
主给我们美满的家庭。
Has given us a good family.
主给我们有很好的工作。
Has blessed us with a good job.
主给我们有这么好的子女。
Has given us with children.
我们的弟兄姐妹，我们有多少的弟兄姐妹？
How many brothers and sisters?
真的，我们从心里好像这一个这个撒玛利亚人来归来回来来谢谢我们上帝的恩典。
How many of us could be just like the Samaritan to come back to Jesus? And thank him for.
所以我的题目是什么呢
？Therefore, my topic for the.
我们的题目是，就我今天早晨的题目是求恩。
Therefore, my topic today is to ask for grace. To be blessed.
然后是你感恩或者是忘恩。
Then do you thank him or do you forget it?
你是感恩的。
So are you thankful?
你还是忘恩的人。
Or are you ungrateful?
今天早晨
，This morning，
我要求各位
，I invite you all，
要求各位啊
，I invite you all，
帮我做一件事情。
You have to do one thing for me。
现在不要做。
You don't have to do it now。
现在做了以后，你就不听我讲了。
Because if you did it now, you won't be listening to me.
回到家里好好的坐下来。
When you go home today，
把这一段圣经再思想。
You contemplate upon the Bible verses today. Why?
那九个人被洁净了。
How come the nine were cleansed of their leprosy?
他会不会回来向主感恩呢？
And how come they did not come back to thank Jesus?
就这九个人。
These nine.
你能不能讲出几个理由来？
Can you find some reasons why they
behaved
this way?
那我今天早晨要讲的是这一个人回来感恩的。
My focus for the sermon today is on the one that came back.
我要把这个理由讲出来。
And I'll give you all the reasons.
但是这九个人不回来感恩的，请你们回家给我做出来，好不好
？You have to go home and do your homework and find out the reasons why the nine never came back to Jesus.
好不好？不好啊！啊，好不好？你说什么时候下个礼拜不来做礼拜了
？You may say, Pastor Son, I'm not going to come back next week.
我不愿意交白卷呐。
I don't want to be submitting homework that I have not done. 哎
呀，没关系。
It's okay.
你如果写好了以后，你就给我。
If you write down, if you can write down this homework, give it to me.
你没有写，我也不会讨，我不向你讨债的。
If you do not give it to me, I will not chase after you.
你想一想看。
But think about it.
为什么这九个人？会让耶稣稀奇。
Why did the nine cause Jesus to be puzzled?
为什么这九个人
？How come the nine?
让耶稣感叹。
And allowed to make him.
为什么这九个人
？Why
让耶稣失望
？Made Jesus disappointed. So you go home and think about it.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.